Marianne, there was some interesting back and forth today on a proposal to incorporate sex abuse education into the curriculum for Utah schools, sexual abuse education. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this now has reached the Senate. So this is a bill that I think we talked about, the very first of the session when it was heard in the House committee. So it's made it through the House committee, House floor, Senate committee, and now it's at the Senate floor. And it was debated today during the Senate. And it's called Child Sexual Abuse Prevention. It's HB 286 by Angela Romero. It's an interesting bill. It's an approach to create some type of a curriculum, or that hasn't been determined yet exactly how the curriculum would be created, but in the schools to help children recognize when either the potential for abuse is happening, what they can do, who they can talk to, help them acknowledge that this is not right. If you're feeling a certain way about something that's not right, and here's some of the things that you can do, trying to give them some of the tools to deal with these situations that, obviously the reason this happens to children is that they're innocent. And the people that do this, the predators, prey on the weak. And so this whole plan is to give them some tools to maybe be able to protect themselves a little bit better, and at least to be aware of their setting and some of the things that are happening.
We saw Elizabeth Smart testify at the committee hearing when this bill was presented, right?
Yes, exactly. So both she and her father, Elizabeth Smart and her father, Ed Smart, both spoke at both committee hearings. Very moving testimony, obviously. Her story, everyone's familiar with her story. And she talked about just what this does to a child and how you are changed forever. That no matter what you take from it as an adult, and she's, you have to commend her. I mean, she has a very strong family, but she's also decided she's going to make the most out of what happened, a horrible, horrible situation. And she worked very hard to try to help both advocate for the victims as well as advocate for abuse prevention programs like this. And so she was speaking in favor of this, saying that, some of the things that they're talking about teaching kids, I didn't know. My parents probably wouldn't have even opted me into this type of a program. We had no idea about this. So it was really insightful.
And that concept of the opt-in is what spurred the debate today. Maybe you could give us the details there.
Right. So it's, as I was saying, it was heard in the Senate today. And as it was being presented, Senator Margaret Dayton made an amendment. So they can motion to make an amend, which changes language. And it would she wanted to change the words opt-out to opt-in. So in other words, as the bill's written, If you're a parent, you get a notification at home in your child's packet or, whatever kind of, and just materials from school. And it would say, we're going to be having this class. If you would like your child not to participate, please sign this form. If you would like to learn more information about it, please contact us. If you would like to see what the curriculum is, you can come in and see the curriculum. And there's lots of options. The whole point is that we want parents as engaged as possible, obviously. But having it be an opt-out at least gets more kids there than not. Because, also let's just be realistic. A lot of parents don't wade through the stacks of information that go home. Some parents may be working two jobs. I mean, you don't know what the situation is. And so an opt-out keeps more kids in the program and at least lets those parents that do have a concern still opt their children out.
So Senator Dayton says we shouldn't have an opt-out for this program. We should have an opt-in. And an opt-in is where the parent has to say, for the child to be
right
in the program, they have to say, yes, I want the child.
Yeah, so the form would be written differently. The form would be saying, we're having this program at school tomorrow or the next day or whenever it is. If you would like your child to participate, you must sign below. So in other words, if you don't sign that form, if you don't find that form among the stacks of forms of things that are going home with your kid, if you miss it somehow, or you just, you set it aside because you think maybe I have some other questions or I don't know, you just don't get to it, your child does something else, whether they stay in their class or they go to the library or whatever, but they're not given this education. And, that's a really dangerous thing. We know statistics are horrifying when it comes to the numbers. 1 in 4 young girls will be a victim of sexual abuse. 1 in 6 young boys.
Wow.
The majority of this takes place under the age of 18. So again, it's a vulnerable age. It's a vulnerable time. They're being preyed upon because they're young and they're weak and they're less able to fight back.
I was going to say that. So some of those who spoke in favor of this piece of legislation today cited their own personal stories, histories
of this. Yeah, and I am sure that I was not the only one that was not expecting that to be part of the testimony. We had 3 senators. So Senator Aaron Osman, Senator Todd Weiler, and Senator Daniel Thatcher all stood individually and spoke about their own personal experiences, either being sexually abused or an attempted sexual abuse. It was very moving. And it was, again, it was very unexpected. And, they spoke from the heart about how important this kind of training is and how that if maybe they had known more, that they might have not been in the situation that they were in.
And did some of them address the opt-out versus opt-in issue?
Yeah. And in fact, all 3 of them said, if it wouldn't have happened to me, I might have been someone who would have thought, oh, yeah, we should opt in. Parental rights, I get that. But this is something that's so serious, and it's so important for these kids to know that they spoke against the motion to change it to an opt-in. You know, there's a lot of fear about these kinds of topics, and it's unfortunate because I think that we polarize the discussion. We let the discussion be about sex, mm-hmm. which it's really not about sex. It's about safety, and it's about protecting our children. Similar to the sex ed conversations that always happen when they talk about sexual education in school, those are health education programs. They're really not about sex.
Right.
But yet, you know, it's an easy way to polarize it and to make the discussion difficult, you know, and it gets kind of caught up in some of the rhetoric. And we had Senator Van Tassel that said that, well, he worries that if a parent opts out, that they could be considered a suspect. Why would you want to opt your child out unless you're a suspect? Which, that's never been part of the bill. That's not the point of this bill at all. But there's always going to be those things that were raised. But I really want to go back, you know, the three senators that spoke in favor of this, and then just the importance of the bill. It didn't, the motion failed.
Okay.
So the opt-out is still in. You have to opt out.
Okay.
And it passed the Senate. It still has one more hurdle. So it only passed the second reading. It has to be read for a third time. But it had a majority vote, so, you know.
So it has to get past this third hurdle, but then it would go on to the governor for his signature.
Yeah, exactly. It'll have to pass the Senate one more vote, and then it will go to the governor for signing. You know, we're hopeful. It's a good bill, and it's an important one. This is a child safety bill.
Well, Marianne, thanks once again for filling us in, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow, your second to last day.
Yeah.
The session is wrapping up. All right, that's Marianne Martindale, Executive Director of the Nonprofit Good Government Group, Alliance for Better Utah. Thanks once more.
Thank you.